Border Gentry ran a hand over his shaved head and forced himself not to get on the back of his bike and head in the other direction. He'd come to Denver for a legitimate reason, but he'd also come because he knew at his age he had to stop trying to outrun his demons. They just kept finding him and showing him the bottom of a bottle with no end of misery in sight. And since Border didn't want to end up in a ditch from exhaustion or death from booze, he was on the outskirts of Denver, helmet in hand, and the weight of a whole lot of living on his shoulders. He still couldn't quite believe it had been over 15 years since he'd been home. Home. Odd word choice for a place that had tried to kill him more than once. Though he'd faced his mortality in countless other places in the time he'd been gone, so really, his fate couldn't be the reason he was worried about coming home. He'd left behind his best friend, the one man who Border had let see inside him, the one man he'd loved yet had never told. He'd had 2 years of tortured bliss with Jake Gallagher, and had run from it when things got too tough. When the idea of who he could become if he didn't get away from his father scared him more than the idea of being alone. Border pushed those thoughts from his brain and threw a leg over his bike as he secured his helmet. The vibrations of the engine went through his legs and up his back as he started the bike and let out a breath. He was calmer now, the bike an extension of him that had always made him feel a little more whole. Idiotic thinking on his part, but when he was younger, he'd latched on to the idea as hard as he could. Though he wore leathers as well as gloves and a full helmet with face mask, the wind was a cruel mistress, slapping at him as he made his way down the road. There wasn't snow or ice on the ground, but it was far too cold for him to be riding like this. His truck was at another compound, and he couldn't pick it up until the next morning. So for now, he needed a warm meal and a place to sleep before he figured out the next step of his far too vague plan.